Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Living Show. I had a great show planned for you tonight. We are going to be talking about podcasts. But as you are joining in, say hello. That number is there. And also make sure all my tech is working. So as you can see, I'm going to bring it again and come back. Who is 40 on
five.
There we go. So Greg is here tonight, and he's going to talk a little bit about past life regression. We're going to talk about past lives, talk about reincarnation. Hi, Greg. Nice to see you. We'll talk about soul growth, and mostly want to hear more questions. I did write questions down from last week. I don't know if I made it through everybody's comments because over 500 of them, but I got a bunch of them from there, and we've got things. And I'm also going to do life. So I made a note. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Jane. Hi, Michelle. A little obvious. Hi, Dan. How are you? So let me just give some details while people are signing in and saying hello. I'm Colleen Van Der Zijden, a registered medium here at Scotland Assembly. I'm life coach, author of the book, and this is Fred Unterberger. He is a past life regression therapist, and that's why he's here tonight, so we can talk about all those things. Now, we do want to have you asking some questions, so you need to be on my page on Facebook. Colleen Van Der Zijden, meet them, and well, I'm really Dale's page, not you, so I will not be able to answer questions or give. I will try to remember to say this again in a little bit. Lilydale official information. Lilydale Assembly Incorporated on Facebook. LilydaleAssembly.org, the website. And find all of the Zoom workshops happening off season. I know next summer season. Well, so we're going to have fun next summer. So I'm just scrolling down to say hello to people, and then stuff we're going to talk about tonight. Hi, Jessica, and
Mama.
My mom, Colleen. One of my favorite names. Hi to Colleen and Jake and Pamela. Oh, I hope you're okay, Pamela. She's sick. Make sure you're said okay. Fall asleep. We won't be offended. See? And so, it's good. It happens to me all the time, doesn't it? Yeah, nice to see you. Angela. Angela says, I have had prison and jail come up a lot. Would that mean something? That, like, your thoughts, arrested recently, I'm assuming it's, but anyway, write more about that because that caught my attention. You know what that means, right? Paula and Sandra, they're on mine. Colleen Van Der Zijden needs less push because I can see the comments. They're perfect. Jennifer and Brittany and Hazel and Chris and Carol and Duncan and Tracy. Jennifer, I already said twice, but it's okay. It's hello for you. Hi, Tristan. I'd love to meet my son in my past life because I know we were mother and up there for you. I'm just making a note. Okay, so what we're going to do tonight, as I said, joining in, definitely saying hello. Thank you all for saying hello because it really is. It's also really good because I can hear psychically. So we're going to answer a couple questions. I'm going to do some past life readings and we're going to have some fun. Feel free to ask questions. And again, make sure on my page, on LinkedIn, Zen Medium. That's cool. So, Greg, I have no idea what I'm going to do. So, do you have a really good story you could tell us again about a past life regression or a past life experience or something with a past life?
Oh, my gosh. Actually,
forward. And when we're doing breath work, when we're on my aunt, Martha, and all this, I was talking to my aunt,
and that's what makes me later because when people went to see the real information of that morning. So, wow, I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, you're supposed to know you're going on. It's great. So, I'm going to go, ugh, ugh. I don't know, ugh, ugh.
know, Doug Bosco will be joined by the same. Finishing content about the complexity. So she recorded an professor of language. Languages. Eventually, was referred to another professor. They found out.
That's the language of his time. So this was a particular dialect, and they didn't learn this. They didn't hear that in the last neighborhood. No one speaks, but they could speak it. Yeah, is it proof that why? Hear that? Well, and why would they know that? One of the kids
when that happens. Yes, we do have a call going on, a camera, all the O-N-E-E, something. Feel free to force, stop, all of those things. I'm afraid to try to do it because something weird might happen technologically right now. I don't know if Ashley is on, like, I'll take care of it, but was it stop? Okay, so I promise you guys I get some past life readings. More of them this week because I didn't get any wanted to last week. So I've made some notes on some people's comments already, and I may very well see some more, and I'll try to scroll back and catch them, but if you posted something really awesome, you can catch them. That'll do it. So Linda, I'm coming to you. I hope you're still here, because she said she's never seen any hint of a past life, and sometimes so many of us will have dreams or have visions. Wings, you know, like I knew I drowned in a previous life, that kind of thing. So she never had any kind of idea, I want to go there. And Linda, which is so interesting right now, oh my gosh, this is so funny right now. I am seeing and hearing the cat playing with the ball over. But I am seeing you in a past life dressed in, you have to tell me what this is. You know how like will dress up like, I'm going to say Salvation Army, so it's like that kind of uniform, that's the word I want, kind of a uniform, so you have on this, I'm just saying like a Salvation Army or some kind of army uniform, something like this, and you know there was that time, I'm not good on history, and I'm channeling, so I don't know what I'm doing, and no, I'm not good. And so I'm thinking about, like, a war time where you were a female in a war, and you were helping people, like, as a nurse, but also you were in charge. And what I'm really finding interesting is you were really going up against the men. Well, the men were in charge, never mind. But you were really good about going up against them because you were fighting for the people you were helping. You had a very strong sense of integrity and wanted things to be right. And by right, I mean the truthful way, the helpful way, the kind way. And so there is definitely, it's really an interesting outfit. I wish I could describe it better, but I see lots of shiny buttons on it and hat. Like, it was like this, okay? And we're very proud of what you did. So in that lifetime, you were somebody who stood up for other people, were very much into integrity, and I would expect in this lifetime as well, but also very much in integrity, and probably standing up for other people. So that's a fun half life for you. Don't see any trauma in that. I don't see, you know, any murders or deaths, that kind of thing around you. It's all about you, your service, doing it the best you can. So, that's one for you, Linda. Now, it's so interesting when I do these past life things, I'm connecting with a lifetime that pops into my head, and lots of times it does pertain like now. We got to stop it.
Okay.
I can't focus. That sound going on. Okay. Let's answer a question, then I'll do another eating. Something, you know what might be fun to talk about? So sometimes we, you know, what happens when we die, we go to heaven, we go to the other side, and then is there a time in between before we come back again?
Afternoon, I can fly. Correct. On what happened last life. Go to there. Take them through their passage and what might be called heaven or the bardo. Fly. Followed them to what happened to them. I can't remember anymore. We're no longer in a body, but we're transitioning into spirit or into the realm of the soul. What happened while we were there? A lot of amazing things. Correspondences or correlates between what people say. Whether that's the body, you were often with some soul friends and the incarnation within the form and family members. Some of them are going to school, all of them are going to one side of it, what they wanted to learn in the next life. And some of the friends, others, I who are very wise, and some of them review their life to make sure that what is it? I think all of these experiences almost said this letter, nobody touched me. It wasn't like to be quiet or the elders and the judged me or were unkind to me or bad. No matter what mistake, watched me. Life. And I felt bad to be. I wanted to make I was proud of me done well. Me at all. And so I think that's really for a belief that we're punished in between lives, or we're saying that they feel bad about our choices. But nobody wagging the finger at us or punishing us. Rather, on the next level of learning.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about. Now that there is that time. And also, that leads us to the next thing. And don't worry, I'll do another reading. The idea that we come back in one time and maybe choose our parents, our soul group, our friends. And I was telling Greg earlier, soul reading, well, lots of times I'll give people the qualities and why they came to physical earth, what their point is in being alive at this time. And lots of times I'll say, oh, we're on the other side and we're going, I'm going to go down there. And I'm going to be the most loving person in the world. And then I don't know who, angel, guide, whoever on the other side is going, oh, but wait a minute, we got to tell you something first. You know, it's not going to be as easy as you think. And we're like, no, we got it. I know what I'm going to do. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be so loving no matter what happens. It's going to be wonderful. And the guides on the other side are going, no, let me just warn you ahead of time. So, and then we come down here, we're babies, and we forget everything that we thought we knew. Until it comes back later. And so it's always interesting to think about that maybe we did make these decisions before we came into this lifetime. And then people usually say, but I would never have chosen my parents, or I never would have chosen this problem, or I would have never this, or I would have never that. And we're kind of getting a little off track, but it's tied into reason.
Well, but this is very consistent with what we think of the life. Go to the bar to win five times. By the way, Dr. Newton has crunched numbers of like 3,500. While they're not identical in heaven, they're very, very, and they very often include lifetime. The famous cycle. Also, what I hear from the that they're different. Oh, I remember that. I went this way, but I remembered. Oh, yeah. I just put it, God was bad in the last life. Once a while, I had a load, and value also and you know, opportunity born in or you guys married all your
So one more thing. This has caught my eye. Joanne says, how many past lives would you expect before you don't reincarnate? We kind of talked about this a little before, but when would you ever not still have things in the... Yeah,
well, I'm shooting a dark here.
Attack you, criticize you, judge you. You are so strong in that and it doesn't bother you. The idea of being roughly in prison is disturbing, of course, and that it kind of shakes you up a little bit. And don't have concern for that this year, lifetime, okay? That's not going to happen again. It's not going to. So you can let that part go. But what you may want to do, actually, is maybe when you can really quiet and still in a meditation of sorts, kind of just do some writing on this idea and see if some information comes up to help you let go of that part. The lesson is to learn to be strong and accessible. And I know you are a very strong person. And I know you can keep up for yourself. But inside, sensitive, you're also an empath. You pick up other people's energy. So inside, you're very sensitive. Have a pretty strong exterior going. You'll have to let me know if that is right, Captain Lovett. That caught my attention. Okay. As I feel my fear of being buried alive is due to a past life situation. But you have, and that's probably related similar as I just said.
Happened and was not all that uncommon.
Good. Angela says that makes sense. So that is good.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't know. They were so identified with bodies, all having it. They are identified with the look Melanie or Tricia. Somebody, who are you? God. And somebody is. Literally. And so to get to know ourselves as soul moments of what we mean being as a blood or innocent or kind. And most people don't get many opportunities.
And Elise, I'm coming to you in a second, but before I do that, she says she had very clear led himself that her mother was and Elise shut down. Yes. Fantastic. How fun talk to her. Talk to her. But you can do that. But before we do that, I want to tell you, Greg and I are going to be doing a free workshop called Embrace Light, and that's going to be happening very, and you'll see at the very top of this feed, I put the link right in there. It's also sent from, so I put the link right in there for more about it. It is, we like to do workshops every now and then just to help people out, and again, you are, if you can discover your potential and reconnect to the light of your soul. You want to say a couple things about that?
Yeah, well, obviously, exciting. We'll be talking about duality and our soul and our purpose in life. First, and those all take added in. I use self as for identity, soul. Have a glimmer to everyone that's like that. Or over 1,000 last year, all over the country. Invite you to just the shop. We'll explore lots of things, and also I'll be giving a lot of acts, little tips. I said a little bit more well being.
We'll be talking about all sorts of things. I did some text like readings from that last year.
So I think.
I think that was
soul reading.
Oh, soul reading.
Yeah. And people love that. Yeah. You're spot on, too.
But, it's amazing. You know, when they help me out here. Angela.
You're talking about. So now I have to talk. Okay.
question.
Or to use birds, tools, or hand sign thought of as equal or not yet. Properly, you're helpful to community. That's what the world does not speak so. Might have been person, so there's not a group. But here, for one of those people, yeah, I've always wondered. I don't know.
Yeah, and about all of that. Let's see. That's like all dollars. You know, it is interesting. And sometimes we've got to think about, too, that even though somebody tells us something, it may or may not be true. When I say may or may not be true, I just touch into whatever I feel. And even if you don't resonate with it right now, it will be true. They just don't have that part, that awareness at this time. So, yes, so back to the Embrace the Light class. It is going to be offered in the Facebook group. We're going to do a live within the group. So you definitely need to get in the Facebook group. What usually happens is people sign up for the class, and then they don't open that email. And then 3 minutes before it's going to start, they open the email and realize they have to get first. And we won't be able to let you wait on this. So just letting you know that. It'll make sense. Okay, I got to go to Elise. Elise said that her mother with her past life visions or feelings or whatever that was, and so Elise set down her gifts. Want to know past life hypnosis? Block those gifts. Why don't you take that first for a minute, second, and I'll do a... Just so you know, we have a start party started. So if you want to send start, Facebook says you have 4 minutes and 27 seconds to contribute to the stars party. Okay, so Elise, when I'm touching in with you, you actually do have quite a lot of gifts. And I shut mine down at one point, and it did take a little bit of time to get back. And that's, I'm not going into the back. So you, just knowing that you have these gifts, that you had shut them down, you can easily bring them back. Show them again just by knowing it's there. What you want to do, and this is more of a soul reading, past life reading, but what you want to do, start thinking about those things you're really good at, about the qualities that pertain to you. I know you're empathic. I know you pick up on other people's energy. I know you're very intuitive. I know that you have premonitions. You also have really good dreams, sometimes with nothing. And all of these sign of your energy, your ability. But for you, also, Elise, I want to tell you one more thing that will be because I see a guide behind you. And this guide, when I see him, I'll use him, but, you know, guide, male, female, who knows. But I'll see him. And there's a very strong energy there. And you have been protected for quite some time. And this guide, and I don't normally get getting a name. I want to say Nesh. I'm going to just stay with that, Nesh. So I would spell that N-E-S-H in the United American language, but it is not that. It's more like N-E-S-I-C or something like that. So Nesh. We'll see on that one, see what it feels right to you. So what you'll want to do is, similar to what I told the other person, just kind of take some quiet time and intend to connect with this guide and see if you writing that helps you open up even more. You're also very good with color, by the way. Color. You can do readings with color, that kind of thing. You may want to study that as well. Okay, well, there you go. Dawn's party achieved. Thank you, everybody. Out of us all.
And that's important, isn't it?
You know, thank you. So at least I hope you found that interesting. Thank you.
At least let us know what
it's about. Just what, you know, what it feels like. I mean, it's pretty off the wall, some of the things I said to her, but it's kind of fun. Okay, so let's we have an interesting question. I thought it would be fun to talk about, and then I'll do another. Since asked last week, how does it work for people who have horrific crimes against others? Do they get to reincarnate? That one?
What are the people? Yes, they do. Obviously, there is a country called the next. And the soul will probably come back and set aside the lesson. Well, that is, I've committed to end for my incarnation. I'm proud of that, that they were coming back in. I was a therapist. And so they would on that. So they learned lessons. They themselves are like, don't know, whatever that on that lesson, it would be they want to take on.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was interesting, you know, when we think about reincarnating, I always had a theory that Michael Jackson was Mozart reincarnated. So, a musician, like, you know, but I just figured they would have it, but then Michael Jackson died, so I never thought about this idea.
Yeah, oh my gosh, you were so close.
Yeah, so anyway, that was so. So I'm just looking at the things that's me, so I can give you. I have people's names written down right here. Oh, and you know what's interesting too? Sometimes people don't want to talk about past lives. I always want to be somebody. I want to be a king. I want to be Cleopatra. Somebody actually told me I was Cleopatra in a past life, and I'm like, yo.
Okay.
I don't know. But anyway, I think that most of the time we're just normal, average people.
Yeah, well, it's really. Critics say, everybody says, we're king. But when you look at the evidence, a little bit of the book, there's a little bit more thousands of things. I think it's about 1,500. And in the book, she reports. So critics, people like to do, oh, I wonder if I was somebody's type. Look at the regression. How much longevity? Well, that's not a bad thing. See, a lot of them have tribal incarnations. Most of them do. Oh, you know, we do for 100 years. And so we're going to bring all stuff to a server for us. I had this regression 100 times. I'm 18 years old, and there you are. You just died, and that was very personal and full of. If you look at the regressions, that's what you see. Ask someone who they are.
So, Lily says, I was exactly correct, but she's never touched on the side. You'll have to tell me how that goes. You know, just send me a little message and say, yeah, I sat down and take some dust and but hey, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's cool. So Jill Marsh, and I don't remember the rest of your name, mentioned earlier that her, I think, Matthews died in a fire in 1978, and that her daughter was born something and has nightmares about fire. So, of course, all of us are thinking, I'll reinforce the point. And I have to tell you, Jill, I would not be surprised by that at all. But one of them may have come back in. And had an idea. Hold on. I'm going to find it. Absolutely. I don't think it's common if we all like, but yes. Mindy, you were the one I wanted to talk to. Says, I wonder if my husband has questions. And you absolutely were. There's no question about that. And lots of times we'll have different relationships in the past, in our past life, than we do in our current life. We're not always husband and wife. Sometimes we're mother and daughter, mother son, best friends, sisters, etc. You know, all here. But I have to tell you, Mindy, you guys were actually connected romantically in life. And what was that's the question that somebody texted, like we're on the like chat or something. And you guys were just good. When my hands do this in a reading or anyplace, that always means friends were tight in a place. And there was a lot of love and connection there. But I did not live very long, mostly because it was way back and there was a lot of stuff. So, so you didn't make it, past your 30, past 35, both of you guys. And it was pretty much normal for then, so it's okay. But your bond was tight. And before you came in, the first time you decided you were together, so that you would have longer together. Spencer's lost a little bit of that time. But he, when he was, all of a sudden I switched to medium to bear maybe because I could feel him here. And he is actually wanting me to tell you that even though the time was not as long as you guys had planned, there was so much of a there with you guys. And I want to talk about one more thing in the house. It's really weird for Mindy to tell me if it's Spencer, if I'm whacking out on you right now. But I want to talk about stars, literal stars in the sky. Some reason wants me to talk about stars in the sky. So I don't know if you guys love looking at the stars or falling stars or another kind of star. But anyway, he's breaking that up. So if that makes sense to you, let me know. If it doesn't, well, here we are. So and that it is. Sarah has a great point saying that she's always been just good. So, right, like, I've always been fascinated. I love time stuff. So I know I had to have had past life. Why not?
That's right. Only way or dream. What do you buy Italian? Like, Mexican culture, but you're not the least. And so Norwegian culture. So what is the kinds of best and kinds of that can you where you were incarnated?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm looking to see you guys might trying to do more this week. Oh yes. So Bridget. Tracy. I saw your note before that I guess they're and Duncan is in on this apparently, and so there is some kind of connection. So Tracy and Bridget, and I don't know if Duncan will come in or not, but I have to do this. This fun, especially because you're both here. Now, our logical things say to each other that Tracy and Bridget, might be fine. And I'm here to tell you, no, that's not the case. Interesting. One of you is a male and one of you is a female. I'm mixing you, so I don't know if I'm going to get that out right now. So one of you is a male, one of you is a female. You guys were actually siblings in the past life, okay? Duncan is actually in that too. You got all siblings together. You guys are all siblings together in the past life. But it's not biological. Quiet down. Not biological. Okay, so we got the best friend vibe, we got sibling vibe, but it's not biological. Oh, here we are. I found it. You guys were in an orphanage together. That's what it is. You guys were all in an orphanage together, and one of you looked out for the two, and one of you was, since all your ages are very close together, really, in that lifetime, one of you looks older and Edward's taller, so you got to protect the other one. And this orphanage related to a war. It was a war, and a bunch of, and it looked like a Catholic religion kind of place, like nuns habitat. Habit. That's funny. Habit and habitat. Both of it. yeah. So I see that. And actually, you know, sometimes we think about orphanage from our past life, and we think, oh, it's horrible, you know, they're mean, horrible, and all that, and it wasn't. It was actually okay. And so the taller one who served everybody else, whichever one of you is most protective, that was you, okay? Slightly taller than everybody else, you protected the other two, whichever one it is, that's with us. And you guys were like this, grouped together. And as you got older, I do not feel you going off and being adopted separately or together. It feels like you aged out, if you will. But you always stayed connected with all the rest of that lifetime. You were always connected. You guys must I know you mentioned about the past life connection, kind of special connection, but you must be really close because past life doesn't feel different than this life. Right? Interesting. Well, that was a little... That was kind of fun. Okay. Yeah, I want to know which one is the most effective one.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, it's funny because I was picking up on that.
I was like, which one is the best one?
Sometimes brothers don't always like that.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. But sometimes it's...
No, it wasn't bad at all. That was a good thing. It was definitely a good thing. So that's good because I thought I was working out there. It was some younger, but he'd always say, Brian, who love is still here, and it's wonderful that he brought in the stars, just so we knew about him. Never know. Says, we are very close. Tracy, Duncan is his husband. Let's see what else we got. Let me see who else I wrote down. Okay, this is fun. Carol, you guys that I just talked to, et cetera, I was the nun who ran an orphanage in World War II, France. That's interesting. Carol is connected to Bridget, Tracy, and Duncan. Because I tell you, when we do things like this, we're all connected energetically, even though I can't see you. My energy is still connected to your energy. And spirit, guys, and God, whoever, whatever you want to call it, was loves to make these connections. And so, wouldn't you have to talk? Yeah, I don't know. I'm just married. But I've always felt like I lived in a castle, like I was young, never grew up, just some princess. That actually feels right to me, darling. That really feels right to me. And illness that, and you had the best of everything. So whoever was your parent, queen, whatever it was, they good people, and they did the best. This was actually a time of wizard. What would they call that way back? Somebody like a wizard to do things? Okay, we'll call it a wizard. I will not know that big word. So some kind of a wizard. So the father would call in this person, potion, magic, and was helping you, and it just, so you just got sick. So, And but what's notable is that lots of times if you can't help the king or queen's child, you can like lose your head. Not in this case, and it is found a cat. So we found a royal one. Woohoo! There's a royal one, Valerie. That's fun. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's probably with it.
Yeah, and at the round table. Well, he has to be adopted in every life because not the kids in that life. Oh, I just got goosebumps on
Okay.
I have to get past that for a second. Family land. So.
In not every life.
The reason for that, part of it is, you know, he's a very loving person and also can be. Being strong in himself with diversity around him.
Interesting. Is he the protective one?
Okay. That's the one. Wouldn't it be interesting if we all were connected to past life and we're not here to end this reason?
You know, pretty likely, you know, the second case you go off. Like I'm scared of that.
Yeah. Literally, we're fighting with fears, and I'm seeing what we see in the movies with, you know, somebody who has, you know, like a loincloth on and no shirt and they're fighting each other, that kind of thing. And what's interesting here, that you were a male in that lifetime, but have the sensitivities that you have in this lifetime, very sensitive, and that was not what you wanted to do. Okay? You were not really big on fighting, but necessary, and so you did it anyway. You're protecting the people around you.
There is also, you know, like the
wasn't you falling and getting nails? There is a sense of you falling, though, as well. So I am wondering if you get stabbed and then you fall, like off a cliff or something. I am wondering about that. You did not make it to that, by the way. And the sensitivity and the protection still here in this lifetime. You're very sensitive, but you're also getting stronger and stronger. It's like your protective energy has come up even more, and it's also includes protecting yourself anytime you do that. So, yes, so whatever you're doing, keep the selling card is not, like, disempowering in this lifetime by any or that just happened. Are all lessons done here in life, or do some of the lessons have to be taught in heaven?
Life between Alpha and Bruce. Definitely. There are people. I've read.
I say that sometimes in soul. So brave to come here and have these problems that some part of your soul shows, and we love them. But the soul is like as an American.
Me too.
So there's definitely a connection there, isn't that right? That was just he's glad she was one last time. She's the castle one, you guys.
Probably expect to be treated royally though, and always get
right. And it's just so important when we talk about these past lives that we're not getting so focused on the past. Okay? Kind of like we are alive right now in this present moment. And in this lifetime, the past, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, not important at this moment. Take those lessons from the past. We take our experience and bad ones, good or bad, we have built on those experiences. And our soul has built on the ones from our past lives. So everything inside your soul is helping you life you're living today, who you are, helping you learn the lessons that you want to be in your lifetime. So that's pretty cool when you think about that, you know. Wow, it's almost time for me to stop, but I do want to remind you that to check out the WhatsApp if you can. So you don't lose on it, okay? The recordings of it would be available for a very short time after, but I definitely recommend come live. We'll be doing interactions like this. That's fun. That link up there. And here's my question. Guys who are still watching, want us to continue doing some of this next week? So just do a bunch of next week. Soul reading, honor reading, path reading. Want to keep talking about past lives, regressions? What you want to do? Write it in the comments, and then we'll figure out what we're doing next. Again, because it's kind of fun, even though I talked more than he did. I had to miss not doing reading. But I know.
I don't want to miss that.
Right? And that's fun. Definitely. we want to do that. Yes, all of the above. Why not? But I can use.
You can. You answered this, you said. But it can help you understand. The idea, though, is what can't there. Well, I don't want to read this. Oh, yeah. Work on it. All right, that's about it. We're going to come back and do it again on
the other side. So, too, think about this. I'm giving you homework. So, for the next week, if there's any questions about pretty much anything, past lives, reincarnation, soul growth, whatever you want, I think we just can only end up. But it's kind of fun. See what spirit takes. I think you so well, don't you? You can tell me something else, because I might tell you I'm doing something. The next week, I'm going, you know what, I'm done. But usually, I feel like this was too fun. And I love doing the past life. So answer more questions. Yes, so much to learn. Yes, so if you have questions, feel free to write them in. Feel free to write them in here. I'll try to catch them. If it's a really important question, you can message me right through Messenger right here on Facebook, and I'll see it. So it might be easier if you have a really important question, and I can jot it down from there. Because if I only have 395 comments this week so far. So it's a little hard to get to. So anyway, we'll just keep going.
Who would we want to for video children's life memories?
These are amazing.
I'll just put on my page. I'll make a thing.
We got a thing going on, so you find it. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, you guys have watched me channel like sometimes change. I'll make a post. So there we go. Okay, awesome. We will just do a whole bunch of stuff next. And we'll do some more past lives because it's fun, isn't it? Okay. And you guys have a wonderful night. Check out our workshop. You can go to the website, tellingvandesign.com, or we do assembly.org. And you guys have fun. We'll